Join Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, as she teaches, empowers, and guides you on an intuitive level. She will help you to become open to the often hard-to-face reality of your past karma that is carried into your present-day core problems and blockages. Tammy is here to deliver the messages from our angels. Every show delivers the information that the angels need you to receive. She's here to help you to start learning the truth. Tammy will teach you how you can begin or enhance your spiritual practice. She will lead you in guided meditations, giving you the tools to start understanding your own soul, spirit, and body. What is karma? Is karma real or imagined? Can you clear up bad karma from your past? How? All these questions and more will be addressed by Tammy through her gifted communication with angels and her spiritual skills.
Good morning, and it is an absolutely beautiful, glorious day. Today, I do have a couple of announcements to make. I am no longer going to be doing this radio show, even though it has been extremely blessed and absolutely wonderful and dealing with beautiful, amazing, wonderful people that I really feel connected with. But I have too many things that are going on, so I'm going to have to go back to my old radio show and just stay connected to that, which is on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Karma Talks. So I'll be connecting. If you guys want to continue listening to me, you guys want to continue following me, I'm going back to my old radio show, which is Karma Talks on Blog Talk Radio. And then if you guys want to, if that's too hard to remember or you can't find it, then you guys just go to any of my social media sites. And I'll say this a couple times during the show today. Go to any of my social media sites and you can connect with me. Just go to @asktammyadams.com. That's my website. And then you can go to on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, just go to asktammyadams.com and you will be able to connect with me and find out where I'm at, where I'm going to be doing lectures, where I'm going to be doing my radio and so on. And I look forward to hearing from all of you because I love to hear what you guys think and suggestions you may have, or how this is benefiting your lives. Today, to me, is very significant because today is the second week which we begin taking baby steps to meditation. Baby steps. Okay, many people. Okay, so last week, let's have a recap for a moment. Last week, we talked about the benefit of meditation, right? It's our first week. It was, what is meditation, learn how to meditate, and really just connecting with ourselves. And then this week is taking baby steps to meditation. So let's take some steps in the right direction by meditating. Let's really get ourselves moving energetically, spiritually, physically, so that we can move and change and transform our energy. And now one thing you have to remember is I believe that no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your situation, even if you say or claim or go through extreme amount of health problems, I believe that anything and everything is possible, that we can transform our lives. We can transform and get rid of the negative things that are causing disruption inside of our lives. We can transform the energy from heaviness, darkness, disconnection, whatever it may be, into awakening and true movement of being able to vibrate and bring forward this positive energy, awakening. And that is done through a very, very amazing word, which is called meditation. Meditation, in my opinion, is almost like magic. Yeah, that's what I just said, magic. Why do I say that it's like magic? Is because when you are going through a transformation, when you are transforming and you're changing your energy that is so heavy, so disconnected, so problematic even, you know, we have so many different types of scenarios that come in our lives, so many different types of things that go through our lives. And when we allow ourselves literally to take that time and take those baby steps and meditate, reconnect, heal, let go, and no longer allow ourselves to deal with the dreading, the pain, the suffering, the sadness, the wallowing. When we do that, things change, emotions change, your energy change, your vibration changes. We open doors. Our energy changes to the most positive, most awesome, most wonderful way. So today, we are going to be taking those baby steps and going towards the direction of meditation, healing, transformation, and believing, truly believing that all things are possible. Please, really join me in allowing this movement to take place in your life today. Don't allow yourself, which is one thing that quite often the people do, don't allow yourself to be so focused and worried and burdened and stressed about saying, oh my gosh, well, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can be able to make that type of accomplishment. I'm not sure that I can truly transform in that way. Or I've tried it before and I've always failed. You know, we have to really believe. We have to have confidence. We have to try new things. And when we try these new things and we allow ourselves to really have an open mind, that's when we see the movement. I work with people in the most amazing way. I communicate with people as guardian angels. I communicate with people as spirit guides. I've always been clairvoyant since the beginning of time. Always been clairvoyant. And I know my radio shows are always about teaching and learning and helping and growing and all these other things that we focus on, right? Karma, energy, meditation, healing. But my natural born gift that I've been so blessed to receive has always been intuition. It has always been about being connected, having intuition, being able to communicate with people's guardian angels, being able to connect with people's past loved ones, family, lovers, doesn't matter who it is. And I've been blessed to have this ability and this gift for always and forever. And when I work and I'm on the radio communicating with all of you now, giving these messages and just sitting here talking about meditation, and I close my eyes and I'm listening and I'm talking to all of you, I feel a connection to so many of you out there where I'm just sending love, sending hope, sending you such a beautiful vibration of love and white light so that you can be inspired, so that you can be transformed today, not tomorrow, today, now, at this moment, and truly move the energy that is within inside of you from stagnant to amazing. I wish all of you to have the most blessed, the most amazing, the most spectacular, accomplished day so that you can have this transformation and this movement in your life. Meditation is so good for us for many reasons. And this week, I want to talk about why it is so important to meditate. A lot of people tell me, well, I've tried it before, it's been too difficult, it's too hard. You know, there's many reasons why people don't allow themselves to connect to meditation. They don't believe that it's going to make a difference. They don't understand that it's going to make a difference. And today, as I'm not just talking to you, but I'm helping to radiate love. I'm helping to give as much as I possibly can. Every single one of you, this inspiration and this movement and this beautiful light, this beautiful energy, if you can allow yourself to be open, open-minded, open with your thoughts, and just let this energy come and flow through you, this wonderful energy flow through you, so that your body, your spirit, and your soul can change energetically and no longer be stagnant or stuck. During this process today, take notes and pay attention to what it is that you want. What are the things that you want? Do you want transformation in which way? Emotionally, spiritually, physically, energetically, financially? How do you want to benefit from meditation? And a lot of people don't realize meditation is not just so you can be quiet in your mind. Even though, like I expressed last week, yes, meditation is for us to quiet our mind. That is the number one first thing for us to do. Absolutely. Quiet your mind. Why? Because when we quiet our mind, when we allow ourselves to go and relax and inhale positive and then exhale negative and relax, we begin to feel this calmness. And then we begin to communicate and connect with our guardian angels. And as we communicate and connect with our guardian angels, things start changing in our lives to be more positive. After this commercial, we'll continue to talk.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
Have you ever wondered why you were born? What is the purpose of your existence on this planet? Life can't just be about paying bills and spending 8 hours a day at a job that makes you miserable. Haven't you ever wanted your life to have meaning and purpose? Well, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer Tammy Adams can help you. She's been working with people for over 30 years all over the world, helping them to start living their life's purpose. Her exclusive clients have been able to live their dreams, break down the barriers that have been holding them back, and truly have happiness, love, and joy. For the first time ever, she is making her Life Purpose Program available to you. Are you ready to pursue your dreams? Are you ready to have self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth? Are you finally ready to have love, joy, peace, and fulfillment? If you're ready to invest in yourself and commit to making a change in your life, then call Tammy Adams today at 916-930-0781 and ask about her Life Purpose Program. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this is the program, to find out if this program is right for you. Stop hesitating to pursue your happiness. You deserve to live a happy and fulfilling life, and Tammy is here to help you get there. So, call today and ask about her Life Purpose Program. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave. But remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and we are back. So, like I was saying about meditation, our focus today is to let the love, let the light, let the transformation, let everything that you can receive come in. Let it embrace you and let it flow through your body so that you can let change happen now. What are the benefits of meditation? Many people ask me this. People ask me this all the time. And, you know, the answer and the best way to really answer this is there is not anything that I can say that you cannot, like, you only can benefit through meditation with every subject, with any situation. Meditation helps people to lower their stress level. Meditation helps lower your blood pressure. Meditation helps to get rid of the anxiety. Meditation helps emotionally, spiritually, physically. Meditation helps you to understand what are the things that need to be done so that you can create a business plan. A lot of people that are CEOs, have companies, have businesses, and they're just like, well, how is meditation going to benefit me? Well, what am I supposed to do? Well, how is it going to help me? What am, you know, I don't understand it. So a lot of people that are in business don't believe, which I understand, they don't believe that meditation, excuse me, is really that beneficial because it's not going to help them, they feel, because they need something that's going to move them, something that's going to make them sweat, something that's going to do something physical, you know, like exercise. They don't realize that meditation is actually very, very extremely amazing tool that transforms our lives. The benefits to meditation are endless. Endless. So many, so many things that meditation accomplishes. And this has been talked about for thousands and thousands of years. One thing I'd like to talk about for a moment, which we haven't talked about, is how old and how ancient meditation is. And meditation goes back to the very beginning of time. Yep, Adam and Eve. When I say the beginning of time, I mean literally connecting with the first man that is talked about in most books around the world, in many religions and many beliefs that are around the world, people know that meditation started at the very beginning. Adam and Eve had a very clear, very beautiful, very amazing relationship with God. Wonderful relationship with God. And what happened is there was deception, and then they were supposedly cast out of the Garden of Eden. Because she ate the apple, she did the one thing she was told she wasn't supposed to do. Okay, there was deceit. There was definitely this manipulation that was going on. Okay, to say that that's not normal, well, obviously, the one thing that most people know in the world, and I hope many of you that are listening know this in the world, is that we have opportunities, we have blessings that are given to us daily, but we also have challenges. We also have those who are around us that want to create negative in our lives. There is deceit constantly in our space. People that are jealous, people that are envious, people that want to be manipulated, people that want to make trouble. And that's not what we're supposed to do. We are supposed to be letting love, light, positive energy flow through our lives. so that we can have happiness. But at the beginning of time, there was deceit, and there was the serpent that came, oh, no, eat the apple, Eve. No, it's okay. Do it anyway. So they were cast out. Long story short, Adam, in order to have that relationship and that connection with God, he had to meditate. He had to step away, whether it was from the fire they were making, whether it was from the dinner that they were eating, the conversation they were having. He had to step away from Eve, away from the children, and have this personal time so that he can communicate and connect with God and talk about what the plan was. Talk about how to receive the help he needed. It's amazing. It's absolutely beyond the point of amazing the way it works. What are the benefits of meditation? They're endless. But the thing that's wonderful and amazing about meditation is that no matter who tries it, no matter what faith, no matter what spiritual belief, no matter what you believe or don't believe or how you've been disconnected or disappointed, meditation always, always, in my opinion, always, always wins. It always works. And there's no wrong or right way, to be very honest with you, with meditation, there's no wrong or right way, but it is very beneficial even for those who don't feel like they were able to reap the benefits of hearing a message, hearing your guardian angel's voice, hearing God's voice. Not all of us are going to have that immediate, amazing, spectacular connection. Of course, we're not going to have that immediate connection. But all of us can continue meditating and continue allowing ourselves to try and try again. And the deeper we get, the more we connect, the more we allow ourselves to meditate, the more we transform, the more we awaken, and the more messages we receive. We have very busy lives. I know that. I have a very busy life. I have 4 children. I have a husband. I have a very large family. I have a business. I do radio. I do lectures. I do seminars. I'm constantly working with clients. We have very busy lives. But that does not mean we do not have 20 minutes, 20 minutes to relax, recollect ourselves, reconnect, and meditate for a moment. And this world today that we live in, we spend so much time doing things that are not necessary. We do not spend time on ourselves. Usually we do not spend time on ourselves. We spend time, and this is really sweet, and there's a lot of clients. Like I was talking to a client Monday, could have been Sunday I was actually working as well. But I was talking to a client, I think it was on Monday, and we were talking about, oh, okay, you know, help you to transform, help you to move, help to move the energy. And I was like, you need to spend time to start meditating. Well, when am I going to find time? Oh, my gosh, by the time I go to work, you know, do my workout, go home, do this, do that, eat. You know, I have no time. I just want to sit down on the couch, you know, sit there, relax, unwind, and watch a show. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, you don't have to allow yourself to worry about watching a show. Why don't you think about, oh, let me focus on, you know, going and meditating or spending a couple minutes, but then I have to think about it. Then I have to go to a different place and I have to put too much energy towards it. When I work with people, I help you to understand that meditation is actually not work. Meditation is not work. Meditation is not that difficult. It's something that's really wonderful and something that's really amazing And it's something that fills us. But the world we live in today is very busy. I know that. I know that it's busy. And you need to allow all this movement, all these things that are around you to become quiet. You have to disconnect from all these other people, all these other energy, all these other pulls that are constantly pulling at you, and just sit there and say, you know, I'm done. I don't want to continue allowing myself to be sucked into that. And focus on one thing, spending time with yourself, making yourself a priority. Priority. Why is that so difficult to make yourself a priority? It's really not that difficult. It's actually quite amazing. When you start focusing on yourself, when you start loving yourself and paying attention to you, one thing happens that most people don't realize, which is pretty amazing. When you start focusing on yourself, you start putting that energy and you give that energy back to you, you start realizing that you start becoming more peaceful and more awakened and aware as well. When you start paying attention to yourself, there's this really funny thing. People start paying attention to you as well. Okay, we'll talk more after this commercial.
Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you in search of love? Now, when you hear the word love, do you think of a true, meaningful, instant connection with someone that makes you feel as though you've known them your whole life? The kind of connection that has a magnetic energy and a seamless fit to your thoughts and desires. The kind that cannot be anything other than your soulmate. If this is the kind of love that you've been searching for and think it'll never happen for you, stop. Your soulmate exists, and Tammy Adams can help you find them. Tammy Adams has been an intuitive life coach and spiritual healer for over 30 years. She's here to help you connect to your soulmate. If you think your soulmates don't exist, please do not be mistaken. Tammy is here to tell you that every single soul that has been created has a soulmate. Through her intuitive abilities, over the years, she has connected countless clients with their soulmates. For the first time ever, Tammy is making her soulmate program available to you. If you're tired of the heartache, if you're tired of searching, if you're tired of being lonely and constantly having this longing for that one person, then please call Tammy today and ask about her soulmate program. The number is 916-930-0781. Schedule your discovery session with Tammy to find out if this program is right for you. This program is exclusive to those who are ready to finally invest in themselves so that they can have a fulfilled life. In this moment, you have the opportunity to finally have love, passion, and joy. Don't hesitate in pursuing your happiness. So call today. That number again is 916-930-0781. God bless.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. Save the Manatee Club has helped to protect imperiled manatees and their aquatic habitat for decades, but there's still more work to be done. Threats from cold weather, red tides, pollution, and boat collisions continue to take their toll on the manatee. So let's work together to safeguard the manatees and the places they call home. Be the friend they need. Visit SaveTheManatee.org. Thank you.
And we are back. So one thing that a lot of people do, like I was mentioning before a commercial, is yes, we have busy lives. And like I'm saying, we don't spend enough time on ourselves. We don't spend time focusing on us. We often spend time, like I was saying before I went to commercial, we spend time watching television, reality TV, or news. And in my opinion, this helps to pollute us, it creates disruption, it gives us all this stress, it gives us all this burden, and we create then we start having this stress, then we start having this worry, because we're listening to all the negative, all the darkness that is going on in the world, all the manipulation that reality TV is constantly showing to us. There's very, 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 very few shows that I can even think of that have positive, wonderful, amazing messages. Most things that we can allow ourselves to connect with are very manipulative, showing that there's no morals, saying that we can get away with anything. It's okay, be a sinner. It's not a big deal. Cheat on your wife. It's okay. Be unfaithful. It's okay to harm people. It's a constant message that's been going round and round and round and round. You hear negative things about the news. You hear negative things about all the things that are happening on the planet. And you're not hearing how people are gathering. You're not hearing how people are getting together to meditate, to send love to those who have been hurt. You're not hearing how we need to change the vibration and put positive energy. We need to start seeing the positive. We need to start feeling the positive so that we can change the energy that's in our lives. We're not here to be filled and to be surrounded with negativity. We are here to be happy. We are here to live life to the fullest. We are here to know what it is to have every joy, every dream that God has intended for us. We have not been created for us to suffer. Life is about joy. Life is about happiness. Life is about so much more, but it is not about sadness. It is not about suffering. It is not about torture. It is not about all this negativity that we hear that is going on. And we need to change that within ourselves. And by putting ourselves first, and by putting ourselves to be the most important person in our lives, making ourselves a priority, making ourselves that light, that energy, that vibration, that gift to the world. By doing that, what happens is we begin to transform. We begin to change. And we begin to be an inspiration and this wonderful gift to the rest of the world. We begin to have people asking us, oh, wow, you have the most beautiful energy. How did you get there? How did that happen? How did you become transformed? Wow, your light is so beautiful. I love the light that's around you. How did that happen? And people want to hear your story. And people want to know how you received such beautiful, beautiful energy. How you got there. So you start to inspire people without even trying. That's what life is about. Life is about us inspiring each other, being able to live life to the fullest, being able to radiate this beautiful frequency of love, positivity, confidence, self-love, self-worth, and transforming all this negative and darkness into love and light and positive, into we can have anything, we can be anything. You know, the one thing that is makes me laugh, and it's so true, though, and America talks about it all the time. Come to America. You can be whoever you want to be in America. Then they talk about going to, you know, go to Hollywood. Anyone can be a star. You know, all these really interesting, really, really, really wonderful slogans that people say, right? And that's awesome. That's wonderful. But I have to say that anyone can be whoever they want to be in the world. Anyone can be whoever they want to be at any time, at any place, at any moment. Mother Teresa has proven that she was she was one person who helped change the world through prayer, through meditation. And, you know, a lot of people, to mention prayer just for a moment so I don't forget, you know, prayer is actually a form of meditation. Prayer is definitely a form of meditation. When we pray, when we sit down, kneel our heads, go on our hands and knees, however you want to do it, sit in a chair, doesn't matter, take a walk and pray and just talk to your guardian angels, talk to God, talk to whoever you want to talk to. That is a form of meditation. Why is that a form of meditation? Because it helps us become calm. It helps us to relax. It helps us to get connected to who we are. It's amazing. It's actually really, really wonderful. And when we allow ourselves to relax, when we really let go of the heaviness, of the burden, we start noticing how we just feel like we're walking lighter. I was speaking to a client early this morning, doing an appointment, doing a session before the radio, and we were working on releasing blockages that she was holding on to. And within that short moment of meditation and movement, she felt a little bit of transformation, a little bit of, I felt like there was a lot, but we really didn't have a lot of time to speak because I had to come straight to the radio. But there was this movement, this amazing movement. And it's hard to explain and to put into words how powerful meditation really is. But when I'm talking to you and I'm so passionate, I'm so in love with the gift that God has given us, which is meditation. I'm so happy to be able to share and to be able to express to all of you out there that this is something that's so wonderful. It excites me. And I forgot to mention to all of you, I should mention it again. So I will no longer be on this station. So if you guys want to continue hearing and following me and listening to the radio and hearing the messages that I have to say, because there's a lot more that we are going to be continuing to teach and learn and show to all of you throughout this month of July about meditation, then do not forget to follow me and connect with me. Go to my social media sites. You can connect with me on Facebook. You can connect with me on Twitter. You can connect with me on Instagram. I have many, 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 many facets that you guys can connect with me. Just go to Ask Tammy Adams. Ask Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, A-D-A-M-S. And you can find me on any of those social media sites or go to my website, asktammyadams.com. You can connect with me and you can find my new radio. Well, it's my old radio show. I'm going back to Blog Talk Radio and it's called Karma Talks is the name of my title. Tammy Adams doing Karma Talks on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going back there and I look forward to hearing from all of you and being able to have you guys call in, have you guys be able to communicate with me or hear your guys' messages or hear your guys' opinion of what type of show you would be so interested in hearing. I know that when I do the radio, a lot of what I'm teaching to all of you, to me, is so significant and so valuable because when I'm working with clients, when I'm working with people, they're always asking, but Tammy, how do I meditate? But Tammy, how do I connect? I had a client last week that I was working with that has never, not one time in her whole entire existence, since the time she's been here, not one time has ever been a part or has known anything about meditation. She's never practiced meditation. She's never been a part of meditation. She's never even understood meditation. She thinks and thought that it was so difficult that it was completely out of her realm. It was just something that she couldn't even connect with. And I showed her how simple it was. And it really did make a difference. We'll continue after this commercial.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States and the Ad Council.
And we're back. So instead of spending time getting in balance, we give more time to intoxicating ourselves with all the bad stuff that is going on. We don't focus on the white light. And we live in such stress and worry and not having faith and confidence. We allow the very small, tiny things to upset us and get under our skin instead of letting it roll off of us. I know that it's very difficult in today's world for us to relax. I know. I hear this all the time. I know it's difficult. But I promise you, when you allow yourself to connect, when you allow yourself to just let go, all these doors begin to open. Things start transforming. and going in the most amazing, beautiful way. Like I was saying before commercial, there was this client that I was working with, and she was really scared about doing meditation. She was like, I can't do that. I don't know how that's going to happen. It's not going to be able to work. I'm like, just relax. Just connect with me. Don't worry. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Just let go. Just, you know, let me teach you. Let me help you how to let go and how to relax. So she begins to meditate, and we're working together. And she starts feeling immediately. She's never done it before. This is her very, very first time. And she immediately start beginning to feel transformation. And she was just so excited. She was so thrilled. She was just like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. This is so absolutely beyond the point of amazing. I'm so happy. This was wonderful. It's such a gift. And she start feeling this transformation in this very short time that we spent together, that she's never done this before. Never done this before. And she start feeling this huge, huge transformation. Wonderful, wonderful accomplishment. And I was so very happy. It was such a gift. All of you, not just some of us, all of you, all of us can have this success. All of us can have and reach this accomplishment. We all can. But we need to let go of the heaviness. We need to let go of the burden that's in our hearts. We need to learn to stop controlling the things that are around us, if that makes any sense at all. When you begin to let go, when you begin to let yourself just be, things start beginning to transform. Things start changing in the most amazing, wonderful way. Even when we do yoga, it's more like an exercise today than the, you know, it's not about the breathing and the connecting. It's more like an exercise. And when I work with people, I'm always telling them how they need to allow themselves to realize that yoga is more about meditation. It's more about connecting. It's more about really, truly going through the experience. And we don't let ourselves go through that when that is what we're supposed to be doing. Our guardian angels and our spirit guides have never, and I promise you of this, they've never left us. They have never left us. They're always with us. And they want to see us succeed. They want to see us, have complete accomplishment and have complete success in everything that we touch and go near. And our guardian angels and our spirit guides are constantly giving us opportunities every step of the way. People want more than anything to have a purpose. But we are not taking the steps that we need to in order to know, in order to understand, in order for us to be a part of our purpose. In meditation, and this is something that is a fact, you cannot just do it. When you're doing meditation, you cannot just do this within a minute and sit there and say, okay, I'm going to take a couple minutes, guys. I'm going to just go meditate. I'm going to inhale positive, exhale negative, and I'm going to meditate, and then I'm going to be completely healed and everything's going to be wonderful. Now, if that's all the time you have, great, wonderful, amazing. God bless you. Have a wonderful, successful accomplishment with that. Absolutely amazing. But if you have time, 20 minutes, to really pay attention and to really put effort and time into really healing yourself, you're going to notice. You are going to recognize so much more than what you are experiencing now. You're going to see and reap the benefits of true accomplishment and true movement. When I hear people talk about that you can reach this level of complete movement in true meditation in just 3 minutes, and that's all it takes, I really am shocked, to be honest with you. And I really sit there and go, wow, okay, I don't know how that's possible, but, you know, God bless them. When I know for a fact, I traveled the world, literally, working with mentors, teachers, monks, shamans, healers, religious people around the world. And I have learned and I have been taught by these people who have been doing this for thousands of years. Same techniques, they're going right back to the way it was thousands and thousands of years ago. And I am telling you, it does not take 3 minutes. I've been told this time after time, time and time again, that when we really truly allow ourselves to meditate, when we connect with who we are and we go to this place and connect with our guardian angels and our spirit guides, it is the most amazing, it is the most significant and awesome, wonderful gift in the world. Meditation is about practice. It's about patience. It is not something that you want to rush. You want to give time to truly let your body relax and unwind. And that is something that most people do not talk about. Meditation is about getting to a place of peace. Meditation is about getting to a place of relaxation, quieting our minds, letting go of the stress, of the burden, letting go of the heaviness. And we don't allow ourselves to realize that through meditation, through this movement of being quiet, of being patient, we start transforming and we become this amazing, amazing, wonderful person that we were always meant to be since the beginning of time. So this is my last show, and I am noticing that we're almost up and the time is almost up right now. So I do need to stop talking for a moment and talk to you guys about how wonderful and how amazing it has been to be here on Om Time Radio, and how I am so sad to leave, but happy to know that I still have a way to communicate with all of you. Connect with me at Blog Talk Radio on Karma Talks, or if you forget that, it's very simple, it's very easy. Go to any of my social media sites, ask Tammy Adams, and it is very easy to find out how to connect with me on the radio show once a week. Once a week, I will always continuously be here giving very valuable information, being able to do Q&As, talking to all of you. Next month, the month of August, we are going to be doing communicating with your guardian angels and communicating with those who have passed on. So that one's pretty necessary. It's going to be pretty awesome, because in August, we will be talking to those who have passed away, kind of like a John Edwards or a Sylvia Brown moment, where you actually call in and we communicate with your guardian angels and your spirit guides and get information and get things moving along in your life so that you can see who it is who's passed away, who it is who has a message for you, or someone that may be stuck, that hasn't been able to really talk for quite a while because they haven't, you know, the channel hasn't been open. So it's going to be pretty awesome. Connect with me. Go to my website, asktammyadams.com. Go to my social media sites, Ask Tammy Adams again, or you can always just call in, which is another avenue of making it really easy. go to my call to my assistant, call to my office, which is 916-930-0781. 916-930-0781. I have been doing this for so many years, helping people to understand their purpose, helping people to understand their reason for being here. And when I work with people, and most people do not have the success rate that I have, and I know that that's a fact because I hear it from my clients all the time, they do not expect to have complete success. They do not expect to have the most amazing, wonderful, spectacular, you know, wonderful accomplishment that we do reach. And when you work with your guardian angels and you go straight to the source, there's always success. To all of you, God bless. It was a wonderful experience, wonderful being able to be such a part of light-filled people. Until next time, I am Tammy Adams.